You're listening to SBS News.
Almost 7 months on from defeat at an election many thought was unlosable for Labor, it's back to the policy drawing board for the ALP. Opposition MPs have hosted a meeting with ethnic leaders in the Wills electorate of Melbourne's North, which is one of the most culturally diverse in the country. The federal member is Peter Khalil.
And we've engaged with leaders in this space to talk about multicultural Australia, to talk about how we as a party, the Labor Party, can do better.
These communities can have trouble dealing with government agencies, face language barriers, and lengthy delays in processing citizenship applications. Labor's immigration spokeswoman, Senator Christina Keneally, is blaming a go-slow approach within the Department of Home Affairs.
Just to put this in context, at the last federal election, 210,000 Australian permanent residents were unable to vote because the government had failed to process their citizenship applications. That is two federal electorates worth of people who did not get to have a say in the last federal election. These people had a go, but they didn't get a go in voting in the last federal election.
The coalition has defended its record, stating there was a 58% jump in the number of Australians conferred citizenship last financial year, with a record number of citizenship ceremonies. The Labor Task Force will travel around the country talking to ethnic groups before reporting back to the Shadow Cabinet in July, to then form policies on multiculturalism for the next election. In a statement to SBS, Federal Immigration Minister David Coleman says in its policy rethink, the opposition should look no further than its May election platform. He says the platform crushed aspiration and was anathema to millions of Australians, including those from a multicultural background who have come here to pursue opportunity. Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria's Chris Pavlidis has urged politicians to take heed of the success of post-war migration waves in the 1950s and 60s.
It came from Southern Europe, who really built this nation in many respects, the so-called factory fodder. The industry was in its infancy and needed to be built up. So migration was then encouraged and it was welcomed in a way, I suppose, that isn't being experienced and demonstrated today. So there's a lot to be gained from the lived experience of the established migrant communities in working very closely with the new and emerging communities.
It's an issue that once enjoyed a degree of bipartisan support, but seems to have become a political football. Gareth Borum, SBS News.